Chapter 18. The future of diet and drugs with AI. In the last two chapters we saw the seventh area AI is making an invasion into was medical. There we saw, just in time for the seven-year tribulation, the medical system is being taken over by AI on a global basis to give the necessary leverage for the Antichrist to force people to do whatever he wants them to do. And that is happening right now by having AI replace doctors and AI replace surgeries with AI-assisted surgeries and AI robot surgeries. And then last time we saw that with AI predicting diseases, it could be used to control or even kill people by saying they have a disease when they really don't and give a false diagnosis that is used to take them out, or by having AI replace the administration, which is also happening as well, which could enable the Antichrist to hold his demands over people's heads. In other words, you want that medical treatment? Sure, no problem, take the chip. You want that wound dressed? Worship me. How about just even getting access to any kind of healthcare? Sure, no problem, just bow a knee. All kinds of leverage the Antichrist could use with the medical system being run by AI on a global basis, just in time for the seven-year tribulation. But that's not all. Let's see just how much medical care is not only going to be needed in the seven-year tribulation with the seal judgments and the trumpet judgments, but even all the way to the very end, with the bowl judgments. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 16:1-21. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go, pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth." The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, "You are just in these judgments, you who are and who were, the Holy One, because you have so judged, for they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink as they deserve." And I heard the altar respond, "Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments." The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by the intense heat and they cursed the name of God, who had control over these plagues, but they refused to repent and glorify him. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness. Men gnawed their tongues in agony and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they refused to repent of what they had done. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs. They came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world, to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed. Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne, saying, "It is done." Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on earth, so tremendous was the quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup filled with the wine of the fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky huge hailstones of about 100 pounds each fell upon men. And they cursed God on account of the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible.
Wow. Now how many of you would say, after all those events, at the end of the seven-year tribulation, there is going to be a whole lot of people on the planet that are going to need some serious medical care, right? Pretty obvious. People breaking out with ugly painful sores, every living thing in the sea dies, there is no fresh water supply left whatsoever on the whole planet, the sun is scorching people with fire and intense heat. People are gnawing at their tongues, a giant battle at the Battle of Armageddon occurs, and they lose. There is an earthquake so big it erupts on the whole planet all at once, and it not only shakes the whole planet, but every island and mountain fled away, and every city on the whole planet collapsed. Now, me personally, I would say, that is not only not a time that you want to avoid, by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, but for those who are left behind, who didn't receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior today, they're going to need what? Once again, they're going to need some serious medical care all across the planet, right? And so again, whoever controls the medical community at this time, whatever time is left, whoever is left, they have got some serious leverage over the people, right? Common sense. And once again, that is already being put into place on a global scale with the help of AI, with not only replacing doctors, replacing surgeries, predicting diseases, and replacing administration, but the fifth way AI is controlling the global medical system is by AI controlling your diet. Now, as we have been seeing in the opening texts of the last three chapters, all of them are dealing with the major disasters going on in the seven-year tribulation, from beginning to end, right? And it creates what? Not just a need for medical care, but it creates a ton of food shortages, right? From the famine, war, pestilence, and all these disasters together, it creates a food shortage that desperately needs to be controlled. We saw how they are literally doing that right now, getting prepared to not only control the food supply but be able to dole it out on a global scale, just as Revelation 6 says with the wheat and barley text, remember that? You have got to do a day's work for a day's worth of food, remember that? Now here is the point. Common sense tells us with all these continued disasters all the way to the end, there is going to be a need to continually control the food supply. Not just in Revelation 6 in the first half, but all the way to the very end of the seven-year tribulation, right? And so, the question is, how are they going to control the food supply on a continual basis for the entire seven-year tribulation? Easy, just have AI not only control all the medical care, medical diagnosis and medical administration on the whole planet, but have it also control all the medical diets of every single individual on the planet. This way, you could literally micromanage down to the individual level all the food to all the people on a global basis, through all the seven-year tribulation. Perfect plan, right? But hey, good thing we do not see any signs of anybody doing that anytime soon. Yeah, right. It is already happening. The first way they are already micromanaging the food supply, on an individual basis, across the whole planet, is with AI life coaches. That's right, folks. We all know how hard it is to think for ourselves nowadays, with our own independent brains to decide what to do, let alone what to eat or drink or how much exercise we should get, right? I mean, apparently, we are not that smart anymore. Think about it. Who can remember all the rules and regulations and calories, and miles and steps and carbohydrates, and keto this and keto that, and all the allergens, and the plethora of other things we need to remember for our health? I don't have time for all that, do you? So hey, wouldn't it be great if someone would do all that for us and make all those food and exercise choices for us, right down to the individual level, no matter where we are, custom tailored for all our health and dietary needs? Well, hey, that's right, worry no more. AI to the rescue. AI can do it all for you. Right now, you can get your very own AI life coach, and it will remember everything you do and monitor all your health choices. In fact, here is just one example called Lark. As an AI is going to blow the whistle on you if you eat too much pork. You think I am kidding? Look at this.
I've been trying to lose weight. I've been trying to track every calorie. Let me show you. As her phone comes on to show the app she is working with, she tells us. For breakfast I had eggs, bacon and a side of toast and coffee. Let me start by typing in eggs, scrambled but mostly egg whites. As she finds that on her app, she finds 51 calories. Great. And I will repeat this step for bacon, toast, and coffee. It is a lot of steps and I don't get an instant feedback. I feel like I am trying to lose weight alone, which is challenging. However, it is quick and simple to chat about it with Lark. Let me show you. If I tap this button, I can talk personally with my coach. Eggs, bacon, and a side of toast and coffee. Immediately it gives me feedback when I need it most. Looks like I had too much bacon this week. No bacon for me the rest of the week. Super simple and I am on my way. Lark also tracks how active I have been and keeps me motivated. It's like having a buddy and a coach in my pocket.
And it's free. Gee, I wonder why they would make it for free. Maybe to make sure everybody is being monitored by AI with their health and food choices. Nah, they wouldn't do that, would they? Yeah, right. But that is the tip of the iceberg of what these AI life coaches can do for you. They say they can also help you stop smoking, help you maintain an exercise routine, and even make sure you turn into a vegan. What? Yeah, as seen here with Beyoncé using artificial intelligence, Beyoncé is using artificial intelligence to help you eat vegan. She's encouraging an AI future of personalized nutrition. Now why would Hollywood and the elite want to make sure people become vegans? Oh no. Maybe to not only control the food supply, but when the order is given for people to work for a whole day's worth of work just to eat wheat or barley, you know, a plant-based nutrition diet in the 7-year tribulation. There are not many meat eaters left around to complain about that decision, is there? It is almost like somebody is following a script or something. But that's not all. There is a huge problem with this AI life coach in my pocket. That version was AI on my cell phone. What if somebody steals it, or I lose it, or it falls and breaks, what will I do? How will I know what to eat? Well, hey, worry no more. They have already thought of that, apparently. The second way they're micromanaging the food supply on an individual basis across the whole planet is with AI wearables. That's right, just in case these cell phones get lost or stolen, which means, heaven forbid, they can't track you and tell you what to eat or drink, they are now pushing AI wearables to do the same wherever you go. And hey, with these babies, they never leave your side. They are always strapped there right on your wrist, which is much more secure than just accidentally dropping or losing a cell phone, right? In fact, here is what they say these AI wearables can do for you. First of all, they can recharge wirelessly, which means they are always on, always monitoring you. No need to worry anymore about getting disconnected from a dead battery with a phone, no siree, constant monitoring. And they can track not only your footstep data, which we have all gotten used to, but they can even track your biometrics, things like this.
Pulse, blood oxygen level, blood pressure, body temperature, heart rate, and even sleep patterns, and transmit all that data wirelessly to a dedicated hub that goes to a cloud database where it's stored and analyzed by so-called health professionals to generate personalized notifications.
In other words, it will tell you exactly what to do at any given moment, about your health, including what you need to eat. And they even admit it.
AI-enabled wearables can not only track the data, but also define how much sleep people should get, how they should train to improve their fitness, and even what a user needs to eat. Among other so-called valuable insights.
In real time, by the way. In other words, these AI wearables are going to tell them what to tell you and what to do on an individualized constant basis, at any given moment, no matter where you are about your food and health choices. In fact, they are dumping all their eggs into this AI monitoring basket. AI wearables in the health industry are up $11.5 billion in 2018 to an estimated $42.4 billion by 2023. Massive increase. And they are pitching it to be the panacea to fix all our healthcare concerns. It promises great benefits for healthcare by conducting high-speed diagnostics with far greater accuracy, eliminating human error, and it will provide future generations greater health as AI turns the Hippocratic into a reality. Wow. If only this were here and not a dream. Well, guess what? It already is.
Imagine a future where one day machine learning will give you the power to track your sleep. Imagine.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes? Can I help you?
Yeah, this already does that.
She raises her arm to show her wristband.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
And turns over to go back to sleep.
Okay, let's try this again.
It's all right, I'll start again. Imagine one day a tiny device with an optical sensor will send you an alert if your heart rate is too low.
PSST.
Yes, what? Oh.
It already does that.
As she raises her arm to show the band that shows her heart rate.
Well, how about it? We will send you an alert if your heart rate is too high.
It already does that.
As he raises his arm to show his band.
All right, let's try something new. We will send you an alert if you're someplace that's too loud.
I just received one of those alerts.
Really? Well, you should probably find a quieter place, sir.
You should probably mind your own business.
Ugh. Okay. Imagine. One day. In the future.
Hold on.
No. Let me finish.
1 second.
You'll be able to take an ECG.
It already does that.
As he takes off running.
It already does that.
I heard that.
Good. What about continuously track your elevation? Does it do that?
Does that.
Right.
Does that.
Thank you.
Does that.
I heard it the first time. Encourages you to stay fit.
Does that.
Okay, I get it.
You're fit. I don't know. Will it automatically call 911 if a bear chases you off a cliff and you take a hard fall? Huh?
Yeah, already does that.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
You've got to be kidding me.
Okay, I got it.
Let's go from the top. Imagine a day. A future. Imagine a future. One day a tiny device blah, blah, blah. That uses red and infrared light to measure your blood oxygen level.
Astronaut floating in space lifts up his arm to show his wristband.
Yes, what? No, 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 no. Don't you dare say it. I'm sorry I can't hear you.
It already does that.
Thank you.
The future of health is on your wrist.
Well, I was right. The future of health is on your wrist, all right. I sure hope you don't lose it, then what would you do? You are shut out of the system. Too bad there wasn't something more permanent you can have on your body. Well, funny you should ask. They are also, at the same time, starting to promote putting this same microchip technology that monitors your health in a wearable microchip tattoo or microchip implant that does the same.
News commentator number 1. Wearable techs should enhance our lives, well-being and health. This particular idea aims to put a ladder to a whole new playing field. Imagine if you could have an invisible tattoo, an outfit of sorts, not internal to our bodies but rather printed on our skin. This invisible tattoo would contain information such as blood type, medical history, current prescriptions, prior surgeries and so forth. But here is the catch. This tattoo is not a temporary, wash-off tattoo. It constantly updates with our current health information. It stays up to date with what prescriptions we took as well as what we ate that day. Why? Well, in case of an accident or major health problem, the emergency response unit or doctors can instantly know your medical history. For example, this could be used to minimize the number of deaths due to blood transfusion errors, allergic reactions to medications or dangerous interactions between drugs. Furthermore, since medical history is personal, the tattoo would be invisible in broad daylight, revealing itself only under a black light. News commentator number 2.
A small electronic device implanted in a Salt Lake woman monitors exactly what she needs to do to take care of herself.
The 75-year-old patient is the first to volunteer for this unique clinical trial in Utah.
More on the story from medical specialist Ed Yates.
Jeffrey Osborne, MD.
Can I take a look into you? Ed Yates.
At Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, the cardiologist, Jeffrey Osborne, is checking on his patient, Nancy Olson. Inside her body is a new device that is almost like a portable doctor. A sensor, if you will, monitoring her health 24 hours a day. Jeffrey Osborne, MD.
It's able to tell us exactly what her status is without guessing. Ed Yates.
Nancy has congestive heart failure. The device implanted just under the skin picks up all kinds of data and transmits it to a handheld monitor with what she needs to know.
It takes her temperature and measures the left atrial pressure in the heart. It looks and listens and dispatches all the information and then tells what specific doses of medicine she needs to take at that time.
The implants are customized to fit each patient's condition and any nuances in their metabolism. Future microscopic devices could float in the bloodstream, monitoring almost anything that is measurable in every part of the body.
News commentator number 1.
And if you think that is impressive, Dr. Osborne says future heart sensory might even be tied to a GPS system that would automatically hail an ambulance when a patient gets in trouble. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well. Can you imagine that? It is all connected to a GPS satellite system that could not only automatically alert an ambulance in case your health goes south, but apparently it could even alert the Antichrist anywhere around the world when your health or food supply isn't doing what he says it's supposed to do. Isn't this crazy? All being promoted right now with the help of AI. But you might be thinking, well hey, there's no way I'm going to go along with this. I'll never get a microchip implant in or on my body to monitor my health on a constant basis. Really? Well, you may not have a choice. First of all this technology is leading up to the actual mark of the beast scenario in the 7-year tribulation. And if you read this text, it clearly says the choice is going to be mandated whether people want it or not.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
The mark of the beast is forced on everyone. It is a universal mandate that goes out, and if you don't take it, you'll be shut out of the system. But hey, good thing we don't see signs of anyone trying to mandate these AI wearables to constantly monitor our health and food choices anytime soon. Yeah, right. It's already here. In fact, one of the entities doing it is a so-called Christian university mandating all students to wear AI wearables wherever they go, and even the secular community is calling for it. It is Big Brother.
The doctors, commentator number one. Oral Roberts University based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they are making their incoming students wear fitness trackers. The school then collects and tracks their fitness data that will ultimately affect their grades. Is it going too far, or are they actually just being proactive because of the data out there that says students that are active are actually doing better in school? Commentator number 2. Big Brother is watching. To me, what this sounds like is grooming a whole generation of kids to be comfortable with being monitored.
As well as one day, receive the mark of the beast. And if you do not think this mandate, to force people to have their health monitored, with AI and microchips on a continual basis will ever go beyond just a so-called Christian university, think again. They are already predicting this scenario.
Imagine being asked by your employer to participate in a wellness program in exchange for a discount on your health insurance premiums. The program requires you to carry a Fitbit, which tracks how many steps you walk per day. This data is then sent to both your employer and the accountable care organization, which has a database that includes all your demographic data and your complete health records. Then the recipients of that data could use AI to match your activity to your medical records, potentially revealing whether you are, for example, sick or, in the case of a woman, pregnant. This information then could be sent to your employer and could potentially be used as the basis for termination.
In other words, you just got fired. You can't buy or sell, you're shut out of the system, all because AI controlled the whole medical system down to an individualized level with wearables, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. So, stir all this together, and this is what you get. You want food? Sorry, your AI life coach says no way, you had too much bacon. You want something to eat? Nope, no can do, your AI wearable says you need to exercise more. What's that? You're hungry from all these famines and disasters. Cannot help you unless you have a microchip tattooed on your hand or receive one into your body, you know, the mark of the beast, you're not getting anything. It's all here now to provide total global control, using the medical system. But that's not all. The sixth way AI is controlling the global medical system is AI is controlling your drugs. And boy, is this another powerful leverage. We all know this is a huge part of being treated medically. It isn't just the doctors and nurses helping with the diagnosis or even the surgery part of it, but what do you need to remedy the diagnosis or to be put under or to heal from that surgery? Drugs? Last time I checked, they come in handy when somebody cuts you open, right? So, can you imagine if somebody got control of the whole drug supply on the whole planet, what leverage that would give them over people? Yeah, good thing we do not see any signs of that ever happening. Yeah, right, it is already here, with the help of AI. Why? Because here's the rationale. They are saying AI will develop drugs faster and cheaper. Why? It does this because AI has the ability to research literally millions of medical articles and abstracts and millions of medical journals, all across the planet, all at the same time and in a short amount of time. Much more than humans could ever think of ever doing or ever even think about having the time to do it. It is literally impossible for humans to do this, but AI can because it is superhuman. And as a result of this, AI can spit out new drugs faster and cheaper, including new drug treatments that have never been done before, saving both billions of dollars and decades off of human attempts to do the same.
Irene Choi, Director, Drug Discovery. Here at Verge, we are working on the vision of building the first pharmaceutical company that could really develop rapidly, multiple transformative treatments for patients, and the ultimate goal for us is to build a scalable drug discovery engine that automates the discovery of cures across every human disease, personalized premedication. The discovery is still just a guessing game, and that is why right now it takes over $1 billion and 12 years to develop just a single new drug. It is quite frustrating, especially when you look at the other indications out there. There are a lot of diseases that are unmet because it takes so long to identify the proper target, proper pathway that we should be applying therapeutically. While we are still spinning our heads doing traditional drug discoveries, when we know it's not working.
Yeah, and we know it is not working when AI can do it better. And this is why they're dumping all their eggs into this basket. AI can develop these drugs so much faster and cheaper, and that is not the only startup doing it. Right now, there are an estimated 100 startups using AI in the field of drug discovery, including IBM and Google, just to name a few of the big guns, investing billions of dollars in artificial intelligence. Why? Because, as you just heard, on average, it takes about a decade of research or more, 12 years and an expenditure of $2.6 billion just to bring one experimental drug to the market. And even then, because of concerns over safety and effectiveness, only about 5% of those experimental drugs ever even make it to market at all. Therefore, with AI's help, this will not only reduce the cost and time of a new drug development, but it will lower overall costs of drugs for patients and speed up the access time for the patients to get those new drugs. Plus, they say artificial intelligence will not only make these new drug developments faster and cheaper than humans could ever do, but it will be done more accurately than humans. Because as we all know, humans make mistakes, even in creating these new drugs, let alone administering them, and then there is all the horrible side effects that happen all the time from these human-created drugs, right? Which is why they must deal with those legal disclaimers scrolling down on the commercials while an animated turkey dances around or a guy mowing his yard dances around distracting you. Do not look at those disclaimers. And yeah, sure, now you can move your shoulder, or you stop smoking, but now you have thoughts of suicide, you want to kill yourself, you got liver disease, brain cancer, your mouth is swollen and your left leg just fell off. I feel great. But hey, with AI all that baloney goes away. And they even say on top of that, with AI controlling, distributing, administering, and inventing all the new drug supply for the whole world, that it will also provide what they call personalized medicine, where AI can literally not make just a general one-sized hopefully fits all kind of a drug, but one that's custom tailored to your specific genome and genetic makeup. Isn't that great? In fact, here's IBM's Watson admitting how, if we allow their AI to control all aspects of the drug industry, development, treatment, you name it, it's going to create a utopia beyond our wildest dreams.
Commentator for the List reports. The world has been introduced to the wonder of Watson in 2011 on Jeopardy, and now IBM's AI supercomputer has graduated to bigger challenges. Watson. Maintenance records and performance data suggest replacing passenger C4. Giving instructions in the airlines industry. Commentator. Watson is learning to help industries like hospitality, business management, and even sports with its cognitive abilities. Now healthcare is Watson's next frontier. Watson. Working together, we can help everyone live healthier. Commentator. First up, Watson for Oncology is helping cancer patients find the best treatment. Kathy McGrody gets VP Partnerships, IBM Watson Health. So it uses that natural language processing again, to actually read in the data from a patient's electronic record, and then it goes through and reads all the journal articles that it knows about the latest clinical trials that are better out there, so it can provide the best evidence of recommendation to help choose the appropriate treatment. Commentator. IBM Watson helps Kathy McGrody gets, with medical information doubling every 2 years, Watson's processing power is helping patients around the world. Kathy McGrody gets. Watson has helped 12,000 patients with our oncology solution alone in less than a year. Commentator. Next, remember this? The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge that started in 2014 and raised $115 million. Some of that money is funding research with Watson. Kathy McGrody gets.
Watson for Drug Discovery Solution has recently identified 5 new genes that are linked to ALS.
People previously had no knowledge that they were related to that at all. Commentator.
Finally, sugar IQ with Watson could help the 29 million Americans now living with diabetes.
Kathy McGrody gets.
So we have worked up an electronic to fill a solution. It is kind of like a personal assistant in the form of an app, an iOS app, and what it does is it actually takes data that comes from their continuous glucose monitor device and it actually generates insights. It can log their food, tracks their activity and lots of other things, so it starts to detect these patterns like if you go low every day around 2 in the afternoon.
Commentator. Watson is conquering our medical frontiers.
Yeah, I'd say so. But is it conquering or controlling our medical frontiers on a global basis? I wonder what some guy would do with all this if he could get his hands on it, on a global basis, whose name rhymes with the Antichrist. But that's not all. Did you notice how IBM's Watson is not just making new drugs with its intelligence, but it is literally being used to take over all aspects of the health drug treatment scenario? From diagnosis, to drug development, to drug treatment and administration? All of it. And how was it able to do that? By the examples it gave with external monitors, like the example they gave with diabetes. That allows AI to continually monitor your health, so it can continually give you up-to-date, minute-by-minute, advice on your drug treatment, right? But the problem is, as we saw before, these external monitors run the risk, be it a cell phone, or strap-on device, or wearable, they can fall off, get lost, or even be stolen. So how will AI monitor and give us medical advice then? Can you say AI smart drugs? That's right, I wish I was making this up, but not so surprising, they are now pitching the next stage of AI control with what's called smart drugs, which just means big brother drugs. They are also known as digital medicine. And what they are is drugs with tiny little microchips in the pills, that monitors your insides like those external monitors do. Only in this way, since the microchips are on the inside of you, they cannot get lost or stolen. Which means, now AI can always monitor your health, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter where you are in the world, with no fear of getting disconnected from the system. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I don't think so. But here they are admitting that this next step of AI controlling the drug industry is with a pill near you.
World News reports. Would you swallow a medical implant to protect your health? Pretty soon, you can.
You know, even common medications can cause side effects that aren't fun. You know, the ones that pharma companies take out of their ads as quickly as humanly possible. To exacerbate this is that about half of the people take meds incorrectly anyway, according to one survey by the World Health Organization. Scientists are working on this problem though in the form of smart meds or even implants.
A team from the American Chemical Society built nanochips that combined inflammatory drugs with electrodes through a polymer film. They were then able to control the release of the drug through electrical shock.
This study is just one of many projects in the works to create and program home meds through. For example, swallowable microchips are already approved by the FDA.
A company called Proteus Digital created a microchip-embedded pill with tiny sensors.
It can react to the digestive juices that relays a signal to a patch on your skin that can then be relayed to your doctor, so that if something is awry or you're not doing your meds correctly, they can be alerted automatically.
As well as the Antichrist, who is tapped into this whole AI-controlled medical drug-administered system. Can you believe this? Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. So, stir all this together and this is what you get. Your prescription ran out and you are starting to have life-threatening conditions. Sure, we will refill that. We'll push the button and administer your medication with that smart pill, just as soon as you bow a knee to the Antichrist. You will need surgery after all these disasters, and you will need to be put under for that. Sure, no problem, take the chip and worship the beast. Excuse me? You need drugs to treat your diabetes? Sorry, you said something negative about the Antichrist. You get nothing. Try again tomorrow, that is if you are still alive. Total global control. Folks, how much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign that we are living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that is why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. Here is the point. If you are a Christian and you are not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Do not sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you are not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but to a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the 7-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?